This is Jim Inkster. Coming today on Talk Louisiana, we will hear from Melissa Flournoy and Jeff Sato, and signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. It's almost election time, 22 shopping days between now and the 16th day of November. Eddie Risponi, the hard-charging challenger from the streets of Baton Rouge, the hard-scrabble streets of Evangeline Street, and John Bell Edwards. He's the country boy in the race, the man from A Meet, the country lawyer who came to town 4 years ago and pulled a big upset defeating David Bruce Vitter. And now he's running for re-election, and some believe he's in dire straits. Others believe that it's going to be an easy mark for Edwards because he did receive 47% of the votes. But the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. And on the left, as noted, is Melissa Flournoy, the former state lawmaker. Dr. Flournoy has been with us many times. And on the right, Professor Jeff Sato, who has taught at LSU Shreveport for more than two decades. And Dr. Sato, how do you see the race?
Well, the way you describe it, and that is, it's going to be a close one. Probably a toss-up. Whoever wins, it's not going to be by much. But it's going to be the closest race we've had in a long time for this office.
What do you think will tilt it?
Oh, I at this point I don't honestly know. I mean, there's a lot of potential things. I suspect it may be something that just we don't know yet. It's going to come out of nowhere. Something that looks like it might not be that big of a deal at first. I mean, you just don't know. The Edwards camp, for example, seems to think the reason they weren't in a runoff is because President Trump shows up and rallies people and impeachment talk and all that stuff seems to be energizing his base, at least according to them. So I don't know. Be interesting to see what it is, if anything.
Well, Governor Edwards is unlikely to make an unforced error. That's not in his personality, but his personality is also not an electric one like the previous Governor Edwards, so he doesn't have that magnetism that might energize his base. But he's a solid guy from West Point, and recently Eddie Risponi has had to defend his friend and benefactor, the gentleman who's been involved in Louisiana politics on the side for some time, but now he's front and center. In fact, today in The Advocate, Lanny Keller, the esteemed columnist, calls him Governor Grigsby. What about Lane Grigsby, Melissa Flournoy? How big of a factor, if any, is he in the race?
Well, Jim, it's great to be on with you and Jeff, and I think Lane Grigsby could be the wild card that gives this election to Governor Edwards. I think a lot of folks are very excited for a man of integrity and quality with a proven track record like Governor Edwards. I think this notion that Eddie Risponi is sort of the puppet of Lane Grigsby is going to be the issue that pushes it over for Governor Edwards.
Now, Jeff Sato, is that fair to call Eddie Risponi a puppet of Mr. Grigsby? After all, we're talking about a man who has a personal war chest of about $40 million, of which he's using quite a bit, by the way. But is he at the call of one Governor Grigsby?
No, and you know, you could argue, since Risponi, his involvement to this point in politics has been as someone behind the scenes and willing to support various candidates, that you can make an argument he's been the puppet master all the time. But neither of those characterizations.
Jeff, that would...
Well, let him finish.
Okay,
please.
I'm sorry.
Neither characterization is going to work. I mean, and people don't really care about that. Buttonhole somebody on the street, ask them who Lane Grigsby is, they have no idea.
Well, I think that's probably true, Jeff, but if you ask anybody sort of in political circles, they know exactly who Lane Grigsby is. And he even said, "I am the king, and I tell you from my throne," that was reported in the Business Report. So I just think Lane Grigsby's a caricature of himself now. I think he's going to be one of the deciding factors. I think a lot of smart people are going to say, no, we don't want to get into that. We're going to stick with Governor Edwards. We know him. We trust him. He's solid. Let's stay the course to make Louisiana better.
I think you would acknowledge, Melissa, that this is a much different race than it was against David Vitter. Vitter was the one who had the record, and of course he had a record of some misconduct that the governor kept poking at over and over, and it worked. Remember, patriots are prostitutes, rather. And this time you've got a guy who's basically a blank slate. He's not participating in a lot of events. Will only, to this point, go to one debate between now and Election Day. And there isn't a whole lot to challenge him on.
Well, that's what you can challenge him on. Who is Eddie Rasponi? What does he believe? What does he care about? What are his issues? You know, being for Donald Trump and having a bumper sticker on your truck is not enough to get elected governor. I mean, if Eddie Rasponi won't enter the arena, won't tell what his ideas are, won't talk about his policies, won't talk about what's good for business, what's good for education, what's good for health care, he doesn't deserve to be governor.
Now, Jeff Satto, is this just smart politics, or is Eddie Rasponi possibly making an error by avoiding the public other than, for the most part, television, radio, and internet exposure that is, of course, controlled media?
Well, you know, campaigning has really evolved in the internet era in particular, and you see more and more of this where candidates kind of eschew these, as you call them, channels that that they would have more difficulty in controlling, and try to aim for this direct contact at voters. And, you know, in this particular environment, Louisiana's environment, which is a little different than others for campaigning and politics, you know, I think it remains to be seen whether an approach that heavily seems to work. Now, it did work for Governor Jindal in his two campaigns, so I think in some sense that maybe Rasponi is looking at that playbook and is trying to use that.
877-217-5757 for Professor Jeff Satto and Dr. Melissa Flournoy, both from North Louisiana, but Melissa, who represented Shreveport in the state legislature, now makes her home in Baton Rouge, where this show originates. Professor Satto is in Caddo Parish, a parish that went heavily for Governor John Bel Edwards, as did East Baton Rouge Parish. In the primary, almost unbelievably, John Bel Edwards received 63% of the votes in East Baton Rouge Parish with four other people on the ballot. He even carried Jefferson Parish with 53% of the votes. But he cleaned up, Rasponi did, along with Ralph Abraham, in the rural parts of this state, and collectively they're just as big as these urban areas when you add them all together. And it's a question of turnout. That's what this is going to come out. Probably the election will be determined by that. Let's go to Henry at the Country Club. Henry, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Dr. Melissa, and good morning, Dr. Satto. Mr. Jim, I hate to say it. I don't want to say that Dr. Satto is living in a fairy tale world, but face it, we're all human beings, and we remember what the great Gus Wilde told us about human weakness. If somebody had made me a $40 million man, had set me up in business, and turned me into a $40 million man and wanted me to be governor, I'm weak. I'm a human being. I might be tempted to be his puppet. We can't say that none of us on this phone call would be in the same position, because we might. We don't know until we're in that position, but we see that every time Mr. Grigsby says jump, Eddie Rasponi seems to say how high.
All right. That, of course, is a characterization that Mr. Rasponi would object to, and did a few days ago when he was questioned by the Advocate. But that's the kind of caricature that we're going to hear. Jeff Satto, it's somewhat of a question that doesn't warrant an answer, but is that a legitimate portrayal of Mr. Rasponi?
No, and I don't think that voters are going to see it that way. I mean, if the Edwards camp wants to flog around on this, that's fine. I think the voters are, again, they hear that message. They're not going to care who is Lane Grigsby. It's just not very convincing. And so, I don't think that's the case at all. And I don't think if someone tries to make that case, that voters are going to find it very convincing either.
Well, I want to know who the real Eddie Risponi is. So let's get Eddie out here on the radio. Let's get Eddie at some forums. Let Eddie speak for himself. Because I don't think he wants to be Lane Grigsby's puppet. I mean, from what I hear, he's a pretty sharp guy and has made a bunch of money. He must be really offended by people saying that he's Lane Grigsby's puppet. So he needs to come out and defend himself, talk about his ideas, you know, participate in these forums, let people know what he thinks. And get around the state and meet people. You know, I hate this television ad, who can be the meanest to the next person stuff. That's just trash talk. We need to know where these guys really stand.
Well, there will be a debate Monday at the Baton Rouge Press Club. And so far, Governor Edwards has accepted. Eddie Risponi has not. And I agree with Jeff Sato that Governor Jindal employed this same strategy. But even though he didn't do much media locally, we knew where Governor Jindal stood on the issues. And he did exactly what he said he was going to do. There was no secret to it. We knew he was going to cut taxes. That's what he did. Cut government. That's what he did. But Eddie Risponi, he says he's going to cut government, but doesn't say how he's going to do it. We'll talk more with Melissa and Jeff when we return in 90 seconds. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle and Kirby Ferry is producing, and we continue with two erudite guests, Dr. Jeff Sato on the left and Dr. Melissa on the right, rather, on the right, Dr. Melissa Flournoy on the left. And we're talking about the governor's election, which is 3 weeks from tomorrow. Turnout hopefully will be better than it was 4 years ago when it was 40% in the runoff. And it was 44% in the primary of October 12th. 877-217-5757 is your number. David in Atlanta. Hello, David. David, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Jim. You know, Louisiana could be the unhealthiest state in the nation. Diabetes, cancer, heart disease, et cetera. And it's unimaginable that Risponi would even consider freezing the expanded Medicaid program for low-income working people under Obamacare. He would be sending people to their death.
All right. Jeff Sato, Lanny Keller addressed that today, and that is something that Eddie Risponi, I mentioned that he hasn't said a lot about positions, but on that one, that is his stated position that he would, quote, freeze the Medicaid expansion. Is that a good idea?
Well, something has to be done about the cost being imposed by Medicaid expansion. It's a largely a myth that if suddenly you yanked it, then you'd have all of a sudden all this lack of access to care and the like. Almost half the people that are part of expansion had insurance prior to moving into expansion as clients, in many cases, a corporate or personal burden on the taxpayers. The others, for the most part, had access through the state's hospital charity system. That's a ridiculous assertion. But I'm not entirely sure that the way to address the exploding costs of Medicaid is going to be to have a freeze. But certainly something does need to be done about it, and I think Risponi obviously is going to be the candidate that would actually try to do something about it instead of Edwards simply is just going to let things continue to go, let a bigger and bigger hole be blown in the budget, use that as a tool to try to increase taxes and expand government even further.
You know, Jeff, I totally disagree with you. I think Medicaid expansion has been what's helped us keep our rural hospitals open, which has expanded services for chronically ill people who are working. We've got folks that are in and off of Medicaid eligibility because they either earn too much or have too many different jobs. The expansion has helped stabilize health care for a lot of families. I think that, you know, if we cut Medicaid, if we roll back expansion, we're going to remove people from dialysis. We're going to eliminate services in rural areas. You used to talk about charity hospitals. Well, Medicaid expansion has made those hospitals in the rural areas self-sustaining. And so unless you want to close all the rural hospitals, kick people off of dialysis, and watch grandma die, you know, we need to have a real conversation about Medicaid.
Max in Prairieville. Hello, Max. You're on the air with Melissa and Jeff. Max, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. The debate that's coming up, I made an observation. Responey really doesn't have to come out on any issues if he doesn't want to, as long as Donald Trump will come down and have another rally the night before the election. Nobody really cares.
I think that's the sad truth. I expect to see the president down here at least a couple times in the next 2 weeks. I think that he's driving turnout in the rural voters. I just wish folks in Louisiana would say, hey, we got guys running for governor of Louisiana. What are the issues in Louisiana? You know, what's Responey going to do in Louisiana? I wish the president wasn't such a driving force in this, but we're going to have to get out the vote to counteract that surge of rural voters and folks that are really think that Trump's got the right strategy.
What about the governor refusing to take it to the president? The president is an issue in this race, and right now he's supporting Eddie Responey, and there's a lot to criticize President Trump about. Why doesn't Governor Edwards go after it?
Well, listen, Governor Edwards is the governor of Louisiana. He is governor for everybody. He has to work well with the governor, with the president, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican.
Now, that's the stated view, but Bobby Jindal went after President Obama for his full 8 years, and the state continued to get federal funds, Melissa.
I just think Bobby was mean, and you know, I'm not going to talk about Bobby.
He was not a mean guy. He was just an ideologue. He's not a mean, a mean guy.
I just think that it's not in Governor Edwards' wheelhouse to be mean to the president, because that's the commander in chief, and this man went to West Point, so you got to figure out the DNA.
So did Lane Grigsby, by the way.
DNA of John Bel Edwards. Okay, and so I think he's a trustworthy guy. I admire him, and I don't think it serves him well to attack the president. And so I trust his judgment on that one.
Now, Jeff, to take off your hat as a person who leans right, it would seem that, you know, the state is a Trump state, but it would seem that John Bel Edwards isn't going to get many of those Trump voters. So why doesn't he go after the Trump and go after the president and energize his base?
Well, with Edwards, it's been a constant balancing act for last just about 4 years now, where he's one thing. And he appears that way, at least to Democratic liberal elites. But to the electorate, he needs to appear as something else. He needs to tone down many of his liberal views. And he doesn't want to advertise those in any way. And by putting himself into opposition with Trump, really on anything, that risks calling attention to those kinds of views. So he wants to distract people from that.
But
he's
liberal.
Just not going to get there.
He's not liberal on social views. We know that.
On many, he's not. But on pretty much everything else, sure, he is. And that that's something that he does not want to emphasize or allow the Louisiana electorate to realize, so to speak.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but John Bel Edwards is no liberal. You know, he is just no. I mean, I know liberals. I might even be considered a liberal by
really?
Some people. But he is no liberal. Let me tell you, John Bel Edwards is probably way too conservative for a lot of liberals. But he's the best we're going to get. Any other person in the country, he'd be a Republican or a moderate Republican. I mean, John Bell's sort of he's so squeaky clean and so moderate and damn near conservative, it just makes your head explode. So anybody who calls him a liberal just doesn't know what they're talking about.
Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Phil, you're on the air.
Good morning. Answer me this. Would Mr. Responey raise the gasoline tax if he becomes governor?
Okay. Jeff, that's something many conservatives are in favor of. In fact, Steve Carter, who, of course, was supported mightily by Lane Grigsby, he was the guy who offered the bill to raise it by 17 cents.
Yeah, and it probably cost him a Senate seat. Responey has kind of talked about this. I don't think he wants to head in that direction. His view is that there are efficiencies and savings to be had in the Department of Transportation Development before we'd have to do something like that. And he's right. I mean, there's a lot of spending in there that benefits private operators, some that should be done by the local government. That kind of spending, those dollars could be diverted to road building and other purposes. So, if that's what he's talking about, he's right. But, I don't see him supporting a gas tax.
Well, you know, if you want a new bridge in Baton Rouge and you want a new bridge in Lake Charles and if you want a loop here and if you want to have a flyover there, it takes money. And so at the end of the day, transportation infrastructure is the number one issue in Louisiana, and you have to find a way to pay for it.
Dan downtown. Hello, Dan.
Hi. Yeah, Mr. Sadow, with Mad Dog Mattis and other generals and admirals coming out against Trump, is there a danger for Rasponi that at least the John McCain and George Will type Republicans will vote for Edwards or just stay home?
Give you a short answer, no.
That's pretty short. Well, we are in Louisiana, and obviously the president remains popular, but according to surveys, his approval rating is actually lower than that of the governor. So I would think it's in the governor's interest. If the president takes it to him, he should take it to the president, but it's probably not going to happen. We'll talk more with Melissa Flournoy and Jeff Sadow after this quick pause on WRKF. Now the news with Karen Henderson. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Hope you're getting ready for a big weekend. LSU playing Auburn and another top 10 team invading Baton Rouge tomorrow, 2:30 kickoff at Tiger Stadium. 877-217-5757. Melissa Flournoy, Dr. Flournoy, who was a state lawmaker back in the Romer years and has since become head of Planned Parenthood at one point, now head of Louisiana Progress. And, of course, she described herself a few moments ago as some people may think she's a liberal. And on the right, hardcore conservative Dr. Jeff Sadow, an accomplished writer and professor at LSU Shreveport for more than two decades. 877, I think more than three decades now. 877-217-5757 is your number. Chuck in Lafayette. Chuck, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Chuck. Good morning. You're on the air. Okay, Chuck, yeah, I think we got you now.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my observation and a question, President Trump and Bobby Jindal both showed that they were willing to cut taxes, but they were unwilling to do things that would raise revenue, so they ended up putting everything on the credit cards and somebody else had to pay the price. And that was higher education and education in general. So how can we expect Bobby Jindal to behave any different? I mean, sorry, Eddie Rasponi to behave any differently.
All right. Is Rasponi, is he a reinvention of Bobby Jindal, Jeff?
I think so. I think there's a lot of policy congruence between the two, but in terms of you know where we might go in, with that characterization of cutting taxes and cutting spending, I do expect that Rasponi makes it in the governor's mansion that he would certainly sign off on, if not lead, an effort to get rid of the excess sales tax that's being charged now. We've had three record surpluses, which Governor Edwards trumpets as his doing, although it seems really federal tax changes are the main driver behind that. But the thing is that the state is taking too much of the people's money, and if we're going to have a debate about where surplus is going to be spent, there's rationalizations as to why we should keep it. Well, then let's have policy address that.
I just don't think Rasponi knows enough about state government to figure it out. I don't think he's got enough experience to know how state government works, where the money comes from, or where the money goes. So, frankly, I'm a little afraid of Governor Rasponi getting in there and thinking he can run state government like a business, which is a whole lot more complex than he realizes. And I'm afraid, once again, we're going to end up cutting health care, cutting higher ed. Just as soon as we got LSU back on track, we're going to go back and just cut the bejeebus out of our higher ed. And so I'm really worried that Eddie Rasponi doesn't have enough experience to understand how to run government.
All right. 877-217-5757. And a story today from, this is from Melinda DeLotte, one of the best in the business for the Associated Press. Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry of Louisiana is extending his long-running feud with Governor Edwards into the race, creating a state-level pact to assail the Democratic governor as he seeks a second term in office. And there's already a 30-second TV ad attacking Governor Edwards. So Jeff Landry's trying to take down John Bel Edwards.
You know, there's a lot I could say about Jeff Landry, but I'll say this. If he wanted to run against Governor Edwards, he should have put his big boy pants on and run for governor. And so that's about it.
Now, Jeff Satto, I sense this is a problem for the governor because Eddie Rasponi has hundreds of surrogates. All the statewide elected officials in Louisiana are Republicans, and even those like Mike Strain, who was on this show yesterday, who's rather tepid in his endorsement, he's still endorsing Rasponi. He's got the President of the United States coming in here. John Bel Edwards is a man alone. He has no surrogates. He's like Frank Sinatra in 1969, a man alone. Does this matter, or do people really care what other people are saying about them?
Well, I think he's got a number of surrogates out there. Certainly, you look at the black community, and politicians representing that community, they're certainly out there stumping for him. But certainly, there's as you noted, there's a bit of an imbalance, it would seem, and certainly that's to Rasponi's favor. And it's a good strategy because they're trying to activate the latent partisanship of Louisiana voters. Louisiana is a center-right state, and all things equal, you would expect those candidates to win. So, you know, when you have folks from that side of the aisle out there throwing that kind of support as symbols of that, you know, it makes good sense as far as campaigning goes. And
all right, Patrick in Innisfail Estates, please be brief. We're going to get to as many of you as we can. Patrick, great to hear from you. Good morning.
Yeah, what about entitlement spending, like on TOPS, Medicaid expansion? We're now going to have to start paying 10% next year. I'm sure Rasponi will get the blame for that once he's elected. So, I mean, what are we going to do to cut these entitlements? They're costing us too much money. And you know what? With Bobby Jindal, we had more money in our pocket. Maybe the government had less money, but I had more money in my pocket.
Okay, TOPS, I don't know, you know, you may think TOPS is an entitlement, but I tell you it's a sacred cow, and even these Republicans are going to bleed before they cut TOPS again. And so, you know, we've just got to reevaluate how we fund state government, what our priorities are, and I think there are a lot of important issues we got to deal with.
Jeff, is TOPS a sacred cow?
TOPS is a difficult issue for many legislators. I think that is something that does need reform. I don't know that we're going to see it. Kind of looking at a larger sense, it's just indicative of the fiscal straitjacket that Louisiana government operates under. And, you know, that's something that certainly needs to have changed for a long time. And Rasponi, to his credit, is going out there and saying that he's the man to do it. He'll even call a constitutional convention to do that. Yeah, I mean, certainly I think the caller's got a good point about
Okay, all right. I think we lost the professor for just a moment, but we'll get him back. And let's, while we're doing that, Paul in Opelousas. Paul, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning. I'm an African-American, middle-aged guy, 50, 55 years old, and I'm voting for Edwards. But I'm just, you know, from a lot of frustration that we are at the hole. What more do we want than being out of the hole? I see us, you know, becoming a small, you know, Trump-like state
All right, a small Trump-like state.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's missing is, you know, what's the vision for Louisiana? What kind of state do we want to be? How do we want to invest in education, K through 12, early childhood? How do we want to provide better health care? How do we want to strengthen the ties of business? You know, what kind of state do we want to be 5 years from now, 15 years from now? And so that's what I'm hoping the governor and Rasponi will talk about is their vision for Louisiana.
Charlotte in Iberia Parish. Hello, Charlotte. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning to you all. I'm calling to ask about two programs that are entitlements and whether they are agreed upon as should be as having to be rolled back. And one of them is the great percentage that the federal government pays for flood insurance, and the other is the raising of houses to get them out of the rising waters pathway.
All right. Professor Satto?
Yeah, that's something that, as the caller mentioned, is kind of heavily dependent upon the federal government. Louisiana certainly can't do those things by itself. And you know, that's something that our federal legislators have tried to work on, and with varying degrees of success, and I don't think as successful as it should be. Personally, I would like to see the program, the federal flood insurance program, move more in an insurance-like direction where there's actually proportionate payment to risk, which may not make some people happy in some places of Louisiana. But, you know, yeah, that's not something, you know, that state politicians in terms of funding and the like can do a whole lot about. But, you know, yeah, we'll leave it at
that. Let's go to a few emailers here. Edwin asks, what about Eddie Rasponi's position on school vouchers? That's, of course, an issue near and dear to Ghislaine Grigsby. I would imagine, Melissa, it's much different than that of the governor of Louisiana.
You know, I'm not really sure what the governor would say, so I won't speak for him. But I'll tell you, I don't think vouchers to subpar schools is a good idea. I think that's an idea that the Governor Gentile pushed that's been a real failure.
Jenny in Woodgate. Hi, Jenny. You're on with Jeff Satto and Melissa Fornoy. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. I have two criteria for electing an official. And this is a God-fearing state, and I assume that your folks would agree that. So in a God-fearing state, I want to know what the candidate has done for the children, all the children, for the poor, and particularly where those two overlap.
All right. Is that a relevant inquiry? Jeff Satto, what do you think?
No, I can't speak for the candidates. I do know that that Rasponi is engaged in his fair share of philanthropy. But, you know, again, I really can't speak for the candidates on their particular views.
Well, I will say that Governor Edwards and his wife Donna are God-fearing people who are good Catholics, who care about kids, and Governor Edwards has done more to help with foster care and adoption and education and early child care than we've had in the last 15 years. And so he's a man you can trust, and he's a man of faith.
Steve in Green Oaks, we're going to the finish line here with you in this segment. Go for it. Hi, Steve.
Hello, how y'all doing? Jim, I would like to hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Jim, I would like to ask a question for John DeAlves.
He's not here, Steve.
Yeah, I know, but you said why he's not going after President Trump. Number one, he's classical. He's intelligent. He realized that he's the governor of Louisiana. He's running from the governor of Louisiana, not for president.
All right. Some good points. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Dr. Fornoy.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Dr. Satto. We'll hopefully talk with both of them again very soon. And coming next, fascinating interview from Graham Bensinger with Sean Payton, the coach of the Saints, about politics.